Blog Talk Radio.
All set up for this Tuesday evening. It's a special evening. We gotta get YouTube and Facebook set up. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and I groove to the Iceman Show podcast theme song. You dig it? Let's get with it. You know how we do? We'd like to welcome you to the Iceman Show podcast, where we talk about everything that affects the black diaspora. If you ain't got it, make sure you go get it. Go get my first book, The Game of Life According to the Iceman, Volume 1. You can get this at asktheiceman.com or amazon.com, whichever you prefer. And while you're at asktheiceman.com, ladies and gentlemen, scroll down to the donate button to donate your $10 today. All donations are 100% tax deductible on your 2021 taxes in 2022. Can you dig it? I know that you can. So ride with me. We're doing the triple cast tonight. We got Blog Talk Radio set up. We got Facebook Live. And we got YouTube live stream set up. So come join us. Come ride with us. And by all means, call in to Blog Talk Radio. Guest call-in number. Area code 516-453-9482. Again, the guest call-in number for Blog Talk Radio is area code 516-453-9482. So go on, get on the horn, and give us a jingle. Can you dig it? A couple of people in the queue. Hold on for a second, man. Let me do my monologue, okay? Y'all hold on for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of things going on in America that has to stop. This whole thing of wholesale murder of black men, women, and children at the hands of police and other assorted race soldiers, this has to stop. And let me just give you a little commentary real quick. I'm a very confident person. I don't rattle easily. But seeing George Floyd be murdered the way he was, the way he did, by that Nazi, that bothered me. That was disturbing. It was disturbing. Not as disturbing as that video, that disgusting video that Lil Nas X put out with him twerking Satan. But it was disgusting nonetheless. And again, I don't rattle easily. It takes a lot to get me, when y'all see me on here, and those of you who think I'm angry, I'm just passionate about what I talk about. You ain't seen me get real mad. Okay? And I'm not going to do that. I have no reason to get that mad. These trolls that come in the chat room, that ain't enough to rattle my cage. Seeing that brother get murdered like that, snuffed out like that, again, not much rattle. I don't get rattled very often. But that bothered me to my core, because that could have been me, could have been one of you, it could have been one of your relatives. If it wasn't for Darnella Frazier uploading that video on her Facebook page, Derek Chauvin would have told his sergeant, hey, you know, he was resisting arrest. And Minneapolis police would have just swept it under the rug because as a sworn police officer, I'm white and I say so. That's the purest form of I'm white and I say so. If a cop said this happened, would you say that happened? That didn't happen. This happened. But I saw it. Now, hey, you know, don't believe your lying eyes. I'm white and I say so. He would have wrote up his report. All four of them would have got together and wrote their reports, made sure all of them were on the same page, and that would have got swept under the rug. It just would have been another black man getting put in the ground. It don't make no sense. Thank God that young sister, 17 years old at the time, had the presence of mind to record that horrible incident that we all witnessed all around the world. Pain, seeing the pain on George Floyd's family's face, it's gut-wrenching. Because I can't help but remember when my mom passed away at a young age. My brother just passed last year. I know the pain of losing a family member, especially if they die young. But God has other plans. I ain't trying to understand that. Because he called my number too. Because of EMTs, they were able to get my heart started again without me getting brain damage. So I know how precious life is. Some of you may not, because that's why a lot of you are so playful and silly. Because you haven't dealt with adult situations like grief and loss. But sooner or later you will. And you probably won't be able to handle it as well as I did. Now everybody's celebrating that Derek Chauvin got what he deserved. He got convicted on all counts. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, his team did a hell of a job prosecuting that case. You know what's funny? They didn't have to mudsling like the late great Johnny Cochran had to do for OJ. They had to get down in the dirt with the LA County District Attorney's Office. With Marsha Clark and my frat brother, I ain't even gonna mention that Negro's name. Diggs. They had the mudsling. They convicted that Nazi without any reference to race. That's amazing. That's amazing. Because everybody was expecting them to play the race card. I expected it to a certain degree. But because of past history with Lamar Clark, Lando Castile, and a couple other brothers that I wasn't here in Minneapolis when those brothers were killed. We saw what happened with those cases. And we were disappointed that these race soldiers got a chance to go home to their families, yet those brothers didn't get a chance to come home to their families. So Folks are out there at George Floyd Square, 38th in Chicago. You see all colors of people. We ain't the only ones that were outraged over that footage. Prosecutors file a aggravated circumstances motion to the judge, which in some other states is extenuating circumstance. So basically, what an aggravated, what they say, aggravated circumstances motion, basically what they're saying is, instead of giving this guy, if let's just take the second degree murder charge, intentional murder charge, if the maximum sentence is 20 years, most of the time the judge will say, oh, okay, I'll give him 12 or 13 years with parole. But what they're asking the judge to do is give Derek Chauvin the maximum on all three counts due to the inhumane way that he snuffed that man's life out. Can you dig it? Some say that justice was served today. To a certain degree, it was. What say you? Was justice served today? I hope so. I hope extenuating circumstances, the inhumane way that Derek Chauvin took George Floyd's life, the judge, instead of having all the sentences run concurrently, have each count or each conviction start one after the other. So he will not get out until he's 70, 80 years old. So that's pretty much a life sentence for him. That's what he deserves. He deserves never to set foot on hollow ground outside of a prison cell ever again. And I hope they put him in general pop. Thieves, murderers, rapists, and everybody else. I guarantee what they're going to do. When they took him down there to Hennepin County Jail, they put him in ad seg. Okay? They put him in administrative segregation. Hold, they call it. They're going to put him over there. And his little buddies will be sneaking him candy bars and, you know, stuff that, you know, making him comfortable. Of course, he'll have some white supremacist correctional officers at the prison he's going to be serving at who are going to try to take care of him. He deserves to be in general population so he can really get what he deserves, like that no good, no account, piece of shit Nazi, Jeffrey Dahmer. Murdering all the young black men. Eating them. You dig it? Some said today that we turned a corner with this conviction. Did we? Did we really turn a corner? I'm not going to sit up here and be a premature and say that justice was served. Now we can start twerking and partying and go home. which is what a lot of these Negroes are going to be doing. And right now, they're going to go get high, they're going to get drunk, they're going to celebrate, and then they're going to go right back to sleep. Meanwhile, we got Derek Chauvin's compadres out here raising hell and keeping his legacy going. Oh, look, people, cops around the country going to be on their best behavior for a couple of days, but it's going to be business as usual tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that. Don't think you can go speed down the freeway. If it's a 65 mile an hour zone, you think you're going to fly down the freeway going 80 miles an hour, you don't expect for the popo to pull your ass over. Just because this is one police officer, this is one former police officer that got his comeuppance. One! Why do you think they're going to move this trial of that ugly-ass white female cop, a former Brooklyn Center cop that murdered Dante Wright? They're moving that to Washington County. Washington County is about 50 miles from here. Ain't nothing even out there. When you leave St. Paul on I-94, bruh, don't let it snow. It really looked like ain't nothing out there. You start hitting farms. Ain't nothing but a bunch of rednecks out there. Remember, Hennepin County District Attorney Mike Freeman did not want to try this case. Remember that. And they had his sorry ass standing up there like he did something. He didn't even want to prosecute the case. But when Muhammad Nawar accidentally shot that Australian Caucasian woman, he was all on TV talking about injustice. The Attorney General did he? Before y'all start flipping out the kazoos and putting on the little party hats and saying we won, what you need to be doing is getting some rest tonight and getting up tomorrow morning and saying this is another day that we're going to have to fight. A lot of people want to go to sleep. They want to go to sleep because that's the easy thing to do. Our brother, Keith Ellison, the Minnesota Attorney General, got to give that brother his props. They put on a hell of a case. And the brother, Jerry Blackwell, the lead, one of the special prosecutors, that brother was funny as hell. He had me cracking up. Yes, was it yesterday when they closed? Yeah, no, he had me cracking up Monday when they did redirect summation. Rebuttal after the defense did his closing statement. Derek Chauvin's attorney Eric Nelson got his ass kicked. He got his head whooped. From day one, he was getting his ass kicked. Now, he got Geronimo Yanez off for murdering Philando Castile. And I could tell, now, you know, one satisfactory thing that I'm going to talk about, and I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. That was when the judge read the verdicts. I watched. They put the camera on Derek Chauvin. He was calm and cool. He was cool as a cucumber, wasn't he? He sitting there just chilling. He's like, oh, man, they go, I'm going to get off and go home. When they read that first count, and the judge said guilty, they kept the camera trained on him, and I saw his eyes going back and forth like this. He kept you know, looking at the judge and then looking around. I could tell he thought he was gonna get off. It's like Geronimo Yanez got off. We got to track these people, because I guarantee Geronimo Yanez is probably somewhere trying to get a police officer job at another police department with his little sorry ass. He thought he was going to get off. When they read the second count and the judge said guilty, he really looked concerned. And then when he read the third count and said guilty, you could tell he was bothered by that verdict. Okay? White supremacy took a major L today. A major L. We're talking about a 5 or 6 decade L. Let's go all the way back to Emmett Till. Let's go all the way back to Emmett Till. Jesse Jackson said today that when they interviewed one of the jurors that was on that jury, that no good piece of shit that murdered Emmett Till, or the two men that murdered him. He said, well, why didn't you convict him? Clearly, the guy murdered him. He said, and the white supremacist said, I paraphrase. He said, I ain't about to send no white man to prison for killing no nigger. These people got great grandkids walking around here. Derek Chauvin, I guarantee, is another Mark Furman. Okay? A cowardly, little weak, little frail piece of shit. I don't really want to get into mudslinging, but that guy don't deserve any respect. I hope he gets what he deserves in prison, including a long, long, long sentence that's gonna make sure that he spends the rest of his natural years in the pokey. Can you dig it? Thank God that the George Floyd family got justice today. They got much deserved justice. Sometimes in the midnight hour, you feel like nothing's going your way. A fresh perspective comes in the morning. Sometimes a good night's sleep will help you refocus. George Floyd's brother said, hopefully now I can get some sleep. Sad, man. He said, Adebisi. Exactly. Now, you must have been watching Oz, huh? I used to watch that show, but all that homo shit, I got turned off by that shit. It was a good show, though, but that homo stuff, I stopped watching it after a while. I was like, man, that's disgusting, man. Anyway, They don't protect him. They don't keep him in ass sick. It's hard to be over there in ass sick, being in a cage where you can't see nobody, talk to nobody for 23 hours a day. You only get let out 1 hour a day. You only get about 10 minutes to wash your ass, maybe every other day. So you laying up in your prison cell eating disgusting food. And being in an environment that is not conducive for proper mental health for a human being. He brought that on himself. They should put his ass under the damn prison for what he did. And this white supremacist female murdered Dante Wright. I'm telling you right now, if they don't get justice for that family, for the Wright family, it's going to be on and popping. Black folks ain't playing no more, man. Let me tell y'all something. People ask me, they say, hey, why you keep moving up there to Minnesota, man? Why you keep moving up there? Well, it ain't for the white women. I can tell you that. I'm in the minority up here. As far as black men are concerned, black men that don't be slobbering and hovering over Caucasian women. You don't see me doing that. And a lot of cats got to feel a certain type of way up here, including some family members. I don't give a shit. I ain't come up here for no damn white women. You can stay anywhere around this country and be around some funky-ass Caucasian women. I ain't impressed with them. These Caucasian women up here, they done got real cocky. They used to then be like that up here. It was all over niggas. But they got a lot of Caucasian women from other places up here. Work at Mayo. They open a big Mayo medical center downtown Minneapolis. A lot of RNs up here. So based on what I see around here in Minneapolis, yeah, you got a lot of hood rat Negroes up here, but a lot of folks tired up here because this is a beautiful place to live. But these white supremacists that live here, live in this city, in the surrounding areas, they try to ruin it for us, being assholes. The further you go out, like you go up here to Blaine, out there in Blaine, no Negroes out there. If you go in the stores around there, man, them white folks so nasty acting out there. So I told my real estate agent, I said, man, I'm not gonna buy no house way out no 20 miles, man, because I was gonna get this brand new house out here in this city called Dayton. And my cousin was like, man, where is this house at? I said, man, it's in some little town called Dayton. He said, he's like, man, you don't wanna be out there, dude. You don't wanna be out there. They probably got the Klan out there. That's like 40, 50 miles from downtown Minneapolis. That's way too far. I was like, I want to be, and you know, for reasons I'll keep to myself, I was more interested in getting a new house than buying an existing house because I knew there were going to be things that I was going to have to fix around here. Like I had a light fixture go out in the foyer area. And the ceiling is like, shit, 20 feet. And I got to go get a supersized ladder just to get up there. I mean, it's shit like that that pisses me off. but it got to get fixed. Stuff goes out after a while. You gotta replace it. That's how they make money off your ass. But I moved up here because it's beautiful. And it's a high standard of living. Whether I date anybody or not, that ain't got shit to do with. I didn't move up here for no women. I get women everywhere I live. You dig? So that, you can say whatever they want to say. But I know the reasons why I moved up here. And Caucasian women wasn't one of them. Because I don't need to do nothing to get one of them. You dig? It's a high standard of living up here. And that's what attracted me. Yeah, I started to move down to Atlanta so I could be closer to my children. But then I was saying, and I was thinking to myself, I don't like Atlanta. I don't like Atlanta. I don't like the people. I don't like the people at all. I love black people. But Atlanta people are just, there's just something about them people that's just off-putting. They're unnerving to me. Got a lot of haters. When I used to wear my Air Force hat, I get guys at the VA talking about, y'all the chair force. I'm like, shut up, nigga. Because you was too dumb to get in, the Air Force. Don't hate. Congratulate. Sorry, nigga. Fuck out of here. The Army will take anybody. And the Marines, too. All they want is a warm body. Air Force be like, what you got up here? Anyway. The work has just begun. Don't think because this guy got convicted, you can go back to sleep. Like many of you did when Jim Crow Joe Biden got elected president. All you Negroes went back to sleep. All you cared about was getting Trump out of there. Short-sighted, dumb niggas. Now that you see Joe Biden spreading his white supremacy all over the place, a lot of y'all quiet now. I don't know what, I was looking at HLN, the coverage of the trial. Now, Al Sharpton and them was, the family spoke. Al Sharpton spoke. A couple of my frat brothers got up there and spoke. Attorney General spoke before them and his team. They were talking about, we're going to cut to the White House and we're gonna have President Biden and Kamala Harris make some remarks about the trial. I'm like, man, if you don't get the entire fuck out of here, I turned the baseball. I said, man, I don't want to see this shit. Eric, look, let me explain something to y'all. Racist ass cops like Geronimo Yanez and that piece of shit, Derek Chauvin, or whatever the fuck his name is. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris empowered these white supremacist race soldiers to kill us. They got got the nerve to weigh in on this case? Look, man, if you sat there and listened to them motherfuckers, you would need your head examined. Ain't nothing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris gonna say that I wanna hear. There's nothing they're gonna say I wanna hear. I'm sorry. I can't wait for their ass to get out the White House. I can't wait. I'm sitting here with bated breath because I know just looking at this thick-ass Asian hate bullshit. I'm looking online, I'm looking at Yahoo News last night, and some Asian woman down in Tustin, California, you know, down there in Westminster, Tustin, all down in there, there's a whole lot of Vietnamese. A lot of Asians down there. And some brother hit this Asian chick in the head. When I saw his name, I said, this dude ain't no foundational black American. His name was Anwar. I mean, he had a funny ass name. And the way he looked, I said, this dude looked like he might be Somalian or something like that, or Eritrean or something. He didn't look like no, now he kind of looked, I would say he did mainly look like an American black man. But when I started looking closely, I could tell this dude wasn't from here. I said, this dude, is he from the Caribbean or he's from Africa somewhere? Because his name, his first, middle, and last name was so unusual. I was like, this dude, and I was looking at this dude. I said, this dude looked like he might be on some MK Ultra shit. You know, that Manchurian Candidate shit is real. Some of that Jason Bourne shit is real. You can hypnotize somebody over the phone. You don't have to be sitting there with them. Exactly, Brown Sauce. How you doing, brother? By the way, everybody that donated so far, thank you. Appreciate it, man. My man, Brown Sauce, I was going to talk about that today. It's a hate crime unit on my ass. Nah, brother, ain't nothing wrong with what you said. Let me tell y'all something. And just like Brown Sausage said, Asians, the reason why they've been cultivating this fake ass, these fake Asian hate and Asian attacks, you know why they doing that shit? Just like my man said, because I was going to talk about that today. You know why they doing that? Because them Asians done lost billions. A lot of them done lost their restaurants, they done lost their businesses, they done lost their hotels, and rightfully so. So what Biden's trying to do is give them free money because they lost their ass during the pandemic. And then too, a lot of black folks ain't fucking with them. Or you gonna see some fat ass, like I walked past a nail, the one, you know how they had them nail salons in Walmart. I walked past, they had all these fat ass mammies sitting in there. I'll never see no fly sisters in no nail salon like that. Most of what I see is ugly, overweight black women. Black folks is boycotting their businesses, as we should. They done got rich off of us. They've been sucking off of us for 50 years. They've been sucking off of us since the Korean War. Let them go out there and fend for themselves. They trying to manufacture this bullshit of two or three people getting their ass whooped. And they try to make it like, oh, it's a hate crime. They charged that guy with a hate crime. Not that I give a fuck, because he was, you know, he's a bum-ass nigga anyway. He ain't one of us. You digs? If nobody buy, ain't no, if black folks ain't buying that dog low mane, they ain't buying that shit. At low mane, at chow mane, black folks ain't buying that stinking shit. Food ain't supposed to stink. That food stank. When I make Chinese food up here and Thai food, it don't stink. I got the same ingredients that they use. Because I used to be a general manager for a Chinese restaurant. I know y'all looking at me like, nigga, seriously? I used to be a, nigga, I was a manager of a Chinese restaurant, nigga. Hey, ain't that, you know, I used to laugh about that shit all the time. That's how I learned how to cook that shit. That food don't stink when I make it at home. I use the same oils. I use the same seasonings. And then I add my own shit. There's no telling what's in that food. I might go to Panda Express, okay, every now and then. I don't go to them independent restaurants. But they can't even speak English. Walk in there, I'd be like, hey, let me get this chicken chow mein right here with some chicken fried rice right here. They'd be like, no, you got to get a chili cheese fry. And I don't want no chili cheese or fry, motherfucker. I want some of this chicken chow mein with the chicken fried rice. No, no, no. Well, you can't get that. I'm like, you still understand what the fuck I'm saying? Black folks, we got these motherfuckers by the balls. Instead of letting go and feeling empathy for these monsters, we need to squeeze them nuts and sink those fingernails into that scrotum sack. Just as tight as you can. It ought to make you squeeze that scrotum sack even tighter. Let me tell y'all something. Did y'all see the governor on TV last night begging people not to get his motherfucker up? His ass, he looks scared in the motherfucker. They got that little punk-ass Minneapolis mayor, that little weak-ass, little punk-ass, little sissy-fied white boy. He got his ass up there. I turned the channel. I ain't listening to nothing that motherfucker say. This is a motherfucker talking about he going to give undocumented aliens a stipend. All these broke niggas around here with no jobs. And you going to give these motherfuckers $500 a month? Man, I come down and kick your ass. Somebody ought to come down and kick his ass. Figuratively. Let's say you ordered now. Okay? The world is watching you, black man. Because if black men ain't all right, everybody else ain't all right. Did you notice that? I was not surprised when after that footage of George Floyd being murdered like that, all around the world, they start tearing up shit in Paris. They start tearing up shit in Berlin. They start tearing up shit in Rome. All over the world, they was tearing up shit. Because believe it or not, these other races know who you are. It's you that don't know who you are. Instead of dismissing this as hotep, this is fact. They stole all that stuff out them pyramids, them British and the Americans. That's where they got That's why they learn how to fly airplanes. That's how they learn how to fly balloons. They learn how to make helicopters. The Egyptians was doing all that back then. See, that's your history. That's why they always portray the Egyptians as white folks. They say, pull the mummies out of them tombs and their skin as dark as my goddamn shoe. Clearly these people ain't white or mixed. Some of y'all want to walk around with your head down with no respect because your mom, your mammy done beat you down. Your pappy done beat you down. Life done beat you down. So you want all other black folks to be beat down like you. To be cowardice, be a coward like you. Everybody ain't like that. Everybody around the world took notice and start raising hell because they know these white supremacist motherfuckers are wrong. They know it. They knew damn good and well we was going to tear this motherfucker up. Governor up there begging, you know, please, you know, if you want to protest, protest peacefully. We're not going to tolerate any vandalism and violence. Man, you said that last time and look what happened, fool. You just stopped shit. Hell, somebody last night shot in a Humvee last night with the National Guard. Somebody shot in a damn Humvee. People ain't playing. Some of these brothers and sisters ain't got shit to lose. They already got a record. They already broke. They already ain't got shit. They like, fuck it. I'm going to get 3 hots in a car anyway. I might as well go out here and raise hell. You got to understand, Mike Freeman, the Hennepin County District Attorney, and the Attorney General, they represent these rich-ass, cowardly-ass white supremacist white folks that own these billion-dollar companies that are hiding over here in these million, $2 million, $5 million houses. They ain't talking about no goddamn Vikings either. We ain't talking about no Timberwolves. Those are the people who are scared. That's why they love the police. Let me tell you something about Fox News. Fox News didn't cover this trial until the end. But they racist ass because they always talk about how they love the police. White folks don't love the police, man. Only time they give the police props is when they out here murdering our ass, beating our ass, whooping our head. Let me tell you something. If black folks really wanted to get to these motherfuckers, these racist ass white supremacist motherfuckers that own these billion-dollar companies up here, they do it. And Minneapolis police ain't gonna stop. Them dudes want to go home to their fam. Because once that black, once you awaken that sleeping giant, that black man. There's nothing. There's not a tank, fighter jet, howitzer, artillery, battery. There's nothing gonna stop us. It's like them Haitians in 1804. They had sticks and rocks, and they whooped the British and the French's ass. Go back to sleep, black man. I saw a lot of bad weaves on CNN today. Oh my God, one of George Floyd's aunts got up there, man. She had the worst wig out. That wig, I don't know where they got that wig. And somebody should have pulled her coat and be like, don't get on TV looking like that. There's some bad wigs and bad weaves. Black women, y'all gotta stop putting that shit on your head, man. Y'all be looking ridiculous. That shit is not fly. remember, they don't wear that shit for us. They wear that shit for each other. That's why they don't care when we laugh at their ass. You can't count on these mammies for nothing other than spreading their legs for Ray Ray and Pookie and Walmart Tavius. Work has just begun. Don't go back to sleep. We got a racist, white supremacist son of a bitch in the White House right now trying to bury us in legislation. So no, black man, you can't go back to sleep. This son of a bitch is worse than Trump. At least Trump, you knew what his get down was. This motherfucker comes in the room, strokes your head, and don't call you nigger to your face, and you think he a good Christian white person. Oh, Biden, he all right, you stupid idiot. I ain't talking to y'all, I'm talking to the motherfuckers that voted for that son of a bitch. All right, guys, we need some guys to sound off. I know Last Crucible got something to say. Hey, y'all call up. We got an hour left. Go ahead and call up. We're gonna take some calls, man. I know you guys got some things you want to say. You want to get some things off your chest. So let's go ahead and take the time out and let's get some folks in the queue. Remember, I think it's option one if you want to be on the air. If you don't hit option one, I know you just want to listen. Some cats just want to listen. They don't necessarily want to be on the air. So let's go ahead and get that popping right now, guys. Come on, man. And let's get these donations popping. Go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button to donate, or hit us on the Cash App at $TheIceman1906. $TheIceman1906. Go ahead and get that popping. Come on, guys. Y'all ain't gone to sleep, have you? Some of y'all, you post a couple of comments in the chat room, then you stop. I'm like, oh, these niggas ain't even paying attention. Here's what I'm going to start doing, guys. If you guys don't want to cooperate and keep this broadcast going, I'm just going to cut it. I'm just going to shut it down and go upstairs and watch baseball or surround sound. It's up to you. Okay? Now, if you want to go ahead and play games and waste your time, because you ain't going to waste my time. So we need in about 30 seconds, we need to get a couple of people calling in. I shouldn't have to ask you to call in. Stop being scary. You ain't going to lose your little 10-cent job being on the air. You control what you say. You wonder why black women ain't got no respect for us. Come on, man. A couple more people to call in. Come on, man. On the air with the Ice Man. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up, Ice? It's Christmas.
Hey, what up, man? Hey, what's on your mind, player?
Yeah, man. For me, man, kind of conflicted. Part of me wanted him to get off completely just so we could I think it's a delay. I'm looking at the screen. Were you saying? Okay, never mind. I wanted him to get off so that this heat could continue to turn up and hopefully wake black folk up fully. My concern is that it's going to make, give black people another excuse to be complacent, of course. But obviously that didn't happen. He was convicted. Now, you know, this is only half of it, half the battle, so to speak. For me, as far as satisfaction goes, I would like to see those sentences, obviously, to be consecutive, not concurrent. and of course max sentencing. You know, so we talking, I think, what, at least 75, well, I think one of the sentences max is 40 years, right? So
right.
If he was to get max, he'd be somewhere near 100 years if he got the max on each one. But, I, you know, I'm not really investing myself in that.
Did,
I think it's important for us to remember, too.
They did file an aggravated circumstances motion so that the judge will give him max and like you said, hopefully make those sentences concurrent rather than consecutive rather than concurrent. And so hopefully that will happen. But we, you know, like you
yeah,
said,
yeah.
Let's see. You dig?
No doubt. The last thing I was going to say is just that it's important for us to remember, is it, you know, I see in the title it says why white supremacy took an L in the George Floyd case. We got to remember they gave themselves that L, so to speak, if they did take one. We got to remember, you know, what we control versus what we don't, and basically keep the proper perspective on what we're actually causing, what we actually control and all that, man. But I'm enjoying your show, man.
Appreciate it, caller. Appreciate you calling in, my brother.
Okay, man. Peace.
As always, some great commentary from Last Crucible. And let me just piggyback on what my man said. I was thinking today as I was driving around, and I said, these white supremacists took an L today. They always get revenge. So don't be surprised if you see an uptick in black folks getting harassed, beat, and murdered by the police, by these race soldiers. Like I said, maybe for the next 24 hours, they might be on their best behavior. Remember, these cops around here, they're seething. They're pissed. They ain't scared of going to jail. But this case is, let me explain why this case is so important. It's important that this case went through the trial phase instead of him pleading. Because I don't know if you guys heard, but Derek Chauvin was going to plead guilty to the third degree charge. But then his lawyer said, I think we can beat this whole, we can beat all these counts, all these charges. That was stupid. Because he could have took that and been out in 4 or 5 years. Okay? He could have been out in 5 or 6 years. Now, gonna probably end up spending the rest of his life in prison, which I hope he does. But even let me tell you something. I knew his lawyer was gonna do this shit, and the special prosecutor, he said, Judge, we want to make a motion to deny bail. The first thing his lawyer said was, my client wants to post bond. The judge was like, you are remanded to the state of Minnesota. Bail denied. So a lot of people saying that judge was soft. That judge ain't soft. He ain't soft. There's a reason why they picked him and not one of these other dickheads. He didn't allow that mudslinging like you saw with Judge Ito with that OJ trial. That trial was ridiculous. And not because of Johnny Cochran or any of the other, or F. Lee Bailey or any other, late Robert Kardashian. The district attorney, I mean, that case had so many holes in it. Clearly, OJ didn't have the physical prowess or the time to murder two people, take a shower, and get on the red eye to Chicago. LAPD set OJ up. I don't care what nobody said. That case did not make sense, and all them phony ass eyewitnesses talking about they saw OJ speeding down the street. Bullshit. I got a book in here called OJ, It Was Innocent, and I can prove it, by this retired Florida state trooper. Excellent book. The book is like 600 pages. I'm probably on page 150. The book is, I stopped reading it because I usually read it when I go to the doctor and I got time to read. Since I got that, you know, I'm writing the Dayton Bible and Dr. Wilson's book, The ISIS Papers, that book is taking precedent over that book. But I'm going to finish that book. Don't get to partying off this conviction, people. He ain't got sentence yet. He ain't got sentence yet. Even once he does get sentenced, it still doesn't mean anything because we got too many Nazis in these police departments murdering black folks. Remember last week I was telling y'all about that little city, New Hope? Okay, Brooklyn Center is like, here you got North Minneapolis right here. You got New Hope right here, and then you got Brooklyn Center right here. So as soon as people come, no, Golden Valley, then New Hope, and then Brooklyn Center, or Crystal, and then Brooklyn Center. All of those little cities have their own police department, and most of them are racist. And there used to be this one ugly-ass Caucasian female cop that was a New Hope police officer. One of my cousins hit me to that shit. He said, man, don't drive down Winnetka, man. Don't ever go down there. Even if you ain't speeding, they'll pull you over. As soon as you come in the New Hope, they're pulling you over. And it's the same ugly-ass, fat-ass cop. And all she pulls over is black people. So I'm not surprised with what happened with that officer, that Brooklyn Center officer. I wasn't surprised. That she did that. Not surprised. I think Dante Wright felt something untoward was about to happen, and he tried to bounce. And that racist bitch shot him in the damn chest. I thought I had my taste. That bitch was trying to cover her ass. But the way she looks on her mugshot, she thought she was going to get away with that shit. I hope the state takes over that case. I'm going to tell you right now, if they let her off, it's going to be just like last year all over again. They're going to tear this motherfucker up. Black folks are tired. Well, I told y'all, if y'all ain't tired of these killings, you ain't shit. If you ain't tired of these killings, you ain't shit. Hey, who else is going to call in, man? Do I got to start picking people? Y'all need to call in. Now. All right. The Department of Justice was going to try Tobin if they didn't get a conviction. Because it's an easy case. He violated his civil rights. It's a federal crime. And that's why the four officers that beat Rodney King, they got federal charges after the state let their ass off out there in racist-ass Simi Valley. Ain't gonna get away with that kind of shit no more. Those guys still got, you know, they got 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and they got some time. They got fired, lost their pension. Every last one of them wrote a damn book and made money. Mark Furman got charged with perjury, a felony. and he was on, he was a Fox News contributor. Fox News wasn't covering that case. They wasn't covering that case. Because they love that kind of shit. They celebrate that kind of shit. They never said shit about that case until the end. With they racist asses. Go back to the phones. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Yo, Iceman, this is Stan Fidus, man. Typed in your comment section, I was telling you about how it's pretty unusual that the person being accused offers themselves and the prosecution turns a deal. Usually the prosecution offers a deal and the person turns it down. So I think that was should have been his first time, and he knew he was going to get cooked. He knew it.
Exactly. It was going to make an example out of him.
I wanted to ask you, how do you think this is going to affect the upcoming trial for the other, was it three officers? I think it's three of them. How do you think it's going to affect their trial?
And then, like you said, they're going to fry too. I mean, look, if he would
have
got off,
they might
they
get off because.
Because you got to understand, he was the most experienced one on out of all four of them. I was the second one, and then the other two, the other king, the half black guy, he had only been on the job for like a few months, and the one that pointed the gun in George Floyd's face originally, Thomas Lane, he had only been on the job for 2 weeks. So with Tobin getting convicted, that sets up these other guys to get convicted. Because now they can say they got charged with aiding and abetting, which means they were a willing participant, and they saw how grave a situation George Floyd was in, and they did nothing. So they're going to fry too, because if they get off, they're not going to get off. Let's say hypothetically they did. They're going to tear this city up. So they better go 4 for 4 on this one. They better go 4 for 4 because I'm telling you right now, any mention of any of them walking, there's going to be major problems. And see, these rich folks out here, their own shit. They really run this city. They know it's just a matter of time before we get to them. Because you got to understand, the district attorney and all these other folks, they're puppets. They're puppets. These people over here hiding in these $5 million houses, they are the puppet masters. They're the ones that finance these guys' campaigns when they run for office. So that's why they're so compliant with practicing and distributing white supremacy. You dig? Mm. All right. All right,
yeah,
man, I appreciate you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Thank you.
I'll give you the last word. Go ahead. Oh, okay, my man. Okay. Yeah, there's a delay on Off Talk Radio. Hey, Stan Fidus, I apologize for that, brother. You're right. It is a delay. And what's up with that? Anyway, appreciate you calling in, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wonder why when I'm really passionate about what I'm talking about, the reason why I'm so passionate is because I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing black men and women and children get murdered with impunity. Nobody gets charged. How many black men like Terrence Crutcher get shot in the back running from the police? threat. There's no threat. Betty Shelby is now working in the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office. Didn't lose no pension. Didn't lose none of her benefits. She was so bold, she got on 60 Minutes and did an interview. She knew she was going to get off. It's only a matter of time, black folks, before these uprisings end up on the doorstep of these assholes that finance these politicians that shit on us. A lot of police, you got to understand, they don't have a problem if people wasn't in the streets raising hell. They wasn't going to do shit about this case. Remember that. District attorney straight up said he wasn't going to do shit. And then, the only reason why Keith Ellison, the attorney general, took the case is because they was paying up shit. He said, oh, shit, we're going to have to prosecute this motherfucker. And they did an excellent job. At first, I was kind of worried. I said, they're going to bungle this case. I said that on Instagram. I said, man, they're going to bungle this case. Just like they did with George Zimmerman. But they took care of business. And them jurors, I thought some of them Africans on that jury is going to be Africoons. But they wasn't. They didn't. They didn't go there. They convicted that son of a bitch unanimously. The people were telling me, they're like, man, I think it's going to be a mistrial. It's going to be a hung jury. I said, I think so too. I don't trust the system. I still don't trust the system. I've seen too much bullshit. That's why we got to keep the heat up. We gotta keep the heat up, man. You can't go home and go to sleep. It ain't time to go home and drink. It ain't time to go home and sauce it up and smoke weed and fall down on the job like we do most of the time, which is why we still got material situations happening out here. The reason why George Floyd was so blatantly murdered in broad daylight is because these race soldiers, in their mind, they like, oh, I ain't gonna get convicted for this shit. I don't give a damn. They do have cameras out filming this shit. I ain't going to jail. Derek Chauvin, he never looked worried during that trial until he said guilty, guilty, guilty. At first count, he said, find you guilty, his eyes start going back and he started looking like, hey, that damn look on his face. He thought he was going home. But at least if nothing else, he was going to be able to walk out of there on bail. Judge said, bail denied. You are remanded to the state of Minnesota Corrections, the Department of Corrections. Don't put them orange need to go on in there and get fitted for that orange jumpsuit, player. Okay? Man, I've been to jail, dog. That ain't a fun place. That place will drive you crazy. You do not want to go to jail, man. You don't. Just all that concrete, no windows, all these dumbass people, all these losers. You around a bunch of losers. Man, come on. You ain't used to that kind of environment. You're going to be like, man, I had a deputy say straight up to me, he said, man, you know goddamn well, you ain't got no business being in here. Okay? You ain't got no business being in here. Black folks, we got to get our shit together. All this partying and twerking and doing dumb shit. Being trying to, niggas want to be homos and shit. 504, what up, baby? I ain't seen you in a minute. Elijah Justice, what up, baby? Black men, we got to start rallying around each other, man. Let me tell you something. You know, I don't like Al Sharpton, but he said a lot of dope shit today during that press conference. He said a lot of good things. He was like, look, no black person should fear being pulled over by the police. But we do. We fear being pulled over because we think, and you know, Big Crump said something that really got my attention. He said, all this over a counterfeit $20 bill. All this over an alleged counterfeit 20. George Floyd didn't even know his so-called homeboy gave him. Understand? All that? When Thomas, look, for those cops that had their guns out like that at George Floyd, you know, Jerry Blackwell, the brother, the special prosecutor, he was kicking ass up there. He showed a picture. He said the defense says that, you know, Officer Chauvin, Tobin was fearful that those four officers feared George Floyd. And then they showed a picture of Thomas Lane with his Glock damn near in George Floyd's face, and he's looking like this. And he said, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, who looks like the aggressor here? George Floyd is the one that looks fearful. Those are four pussy-ass cops. Four cowards. Now the ass is hiding at relative's house. They pussy-asses. They try their best not to be seen out here on these streets. Because they know somebody going to get at them. Some of these white folks done got at them a couple of times. You know if white folks is getting at them, then you know what black folks will do. I can't wait for them to get that booty head motherfucker. I can't wait for them to get him. He was talking all kind of shit. Talking about people was like, man, you know, he can't breathe. He said he can't breathe. You know what that asshole said? He said, hey kitty, that's why you shouldn't do drugs. Oh, they gonna get here. He gonna get here. I want all of them to fry. But I really, really want them to get that booty head motherfucker. But I'm sick of motherfuckers like him. Don't go to sleep, black man. Don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep, black man. We're going to have, look, let me explain something to you. Emmett Till got murdered in 1955. We still have this shit going on. Black men getting hung out there in California on trees. Nobody knows anything. Come on, black man. You're going to have to start watching each other's backs. If your little cousin, your 16-year-old cousin is using your car to go to the store to get something, go with him. Send two or three other cousins with him so somebody can get on the phone and say something. Hey, they harassing Daryl. No, come down here quick, man. The police were harassing us. And I noticed one thing that pissed me off is that no good Al Sharpton. All of them kept saying we need to pass the George Floyd Police Reform Act. People, let me tell you something. That bill is going to give police departments more millions of dollars for them to get trained. They don't need no training. White supremacists, you can't train white supremacy out somebody's heart and their mind. The problem a young sister said something that really got my attention. He said, we have a white supremacy problem in this, not just the city of Minneapolis, Twin Cities, but all over this country. We got a white supremacy problem. If we don't deal with that, all this is for nothing. All these lives, all these young brothers and sisters, Kenneth Walker was up there with Sharpton, and I was glad to see that brother. Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. He was up there. Busting in people's houses, shooting up black folks because they figured ain't nobody going to do nothing for them. See, now these police departments get smart. They go and fire these guys or tell them to quit. That ain't enough. I don't want you to quit. I want your head on the platter. I want your head on the platter. You get a chance to at least sit in a jail cell. But that young brother, young sister, that child, they sitting in a damn freezer. If somebody's mama and their daddy is crying their eyes out because they thought they would see their son or daughter come home. Instead, some race soldier decided he or she was going to stay clock for them. We got to stop this shit, black man. I don't give a fuck about no bill because that bill's going to be bullshit. They never passed a bill that did anything for us. It helped everybody else except us. Civil rights bill. So everybody else but except us. But all these other races of people over here to suck off of us, get rich, and then turn their noses up at black folks with their dirty ass. You go over there to Mumbai, and so, man, they said India stank. Oh, dirty ass, trash all in the streets. People come from filth. You go over there to Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam, you got these people pissing and shitting in the same water they fishing in and washing their clothes and boiling water. That's why when they come over here, they got horrible hygiene. I grew up with them people, man. That's why when you get, I've been seeing niggas going ape shit over Asian women. I'll be like, nigga, really? I grew up with them people, man. It's always these cool niggas that go in the military and lose their mind over Asian women. There's no pussy getting niggas. They go in the military, go down to the Philippines, lose their mind. I'm like, damn nigga. And most in 9 times out of 10, they bring the ugliest bitch over here. I'm like, man, you bring that bitch over here? I ain't seen too many Korean women that was good looking. I ain't seen too many Asian women, period, that were all that good looking. Some of them are good looking, but very few. Most of them look like they've been hitting the ass with a bag of nickels. They ain't got no ass. You know, when you talk about, you know, these white women got flat ass and shit. The Asian women, they ass so flat, it go in. Look like they legs just sticking out their back. I ain't trying to put nobody down. I'm just telling. I'm just calling as I see it. You dig? I'm gonna take a break right here, y'all. Get these donations popping. Cash App ID, free Cash App ID is $ the Iceman 1906. $TheIceman1906. And you can always go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button, donate there. I'll take a couple minutes break. Keep it locked right here, y'all. Iceman Show Podcast. Yes, yes, y'all. Make sure everything's popping. Stop locking in. You don't stop. As I was saying before we took our intermission, Facebook is tripping. Everybody on Facebook, go over to Mad Voodoo Man channel on YouTube, because Facebook is messing with my live stream, players. Go on over to the Mad Voodoo Man channel, hit subscribe, then hit the notification button, and join the live stream. We're glad to have you. All right, so got rid of them. We're going, it's like Blog Talk Radio only got a couple of minutes. As I was saying before we took the intermission, the real work is just starting, black folk. It's just starting. We have to start working together. The individualism shit is killing us. You know, even though, yeah, you look out there on TV and see all them bad weaves and all them boomquishas out there and all them Ray Ray and Pookie niggas out there, that may be true. But I'm glad them folks are out there fellowshipping with each other. Even though there might be black folks you and I might not want to kick it with, still, they're our people. They're out there. This, the work is just beginning. We have to have each other's backs. We got to stop looking at other black men as just some nigga to use. That's the thing I hate about dealing with my own people. People be thinking I'm soft because I look out for people. I'm not soft. You think I won't cut a motherfucker off? That's my family. If I'm through with your ass, nigga, I'm through. I have no reason to ever talk to you again. People take kindness for weakness. And that's sad. I try to help cats out, and next thing you know, the same nigga turns around. Yeah, I see me hold something. What are you, a bitch? I don't give men money. I don't give other men money, nigga. And usually some nigga I don't even know that way. They come at me with that bullshit. You're getting old, man. You gotta stop this individualism. That shit is killing us. See, black folks don't want to work together until it's just, you ain't got no choice. People thought that because Joe Biden was in the White House, all the bullshit was going to stop. Yes, the George Floyd thing happened before Biden took office. There's been white supremacist murders of black folks since Biden's been in office. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think that President Biden didn't get on the horn and call down there to Minneapolis and been like, hey, man, y'all better get a conviction. But if these niggas tear up shit under my presidency, that's going to be his legacy. We tore this motherfucker up under his presidency. But the jury... On the news, I was listening to the news, and they said that the jury was stressed out because they felt that if they didn't convict Chauvin, it was going to, you know, tear the city up or possibly get at them. So they felt like they were obligated to find him guilty. First of all, that court, that trial was a dog and pony show. Let's just keep it a buck. That trial was a dog and pony show. Look, man, you got to be blind as Stevie Wonder not to see what this motherfucker did to George Floyd. Them four motherfuckers did to George Floyd. That shit was totally uncalled for. How was they gonna twist that? tell you something. That Chauvin lawyer, Eric Nelson, he didn't even have a defense. How you going to defend that shit? I mean, this dude would get up there, and when he was cross-examining witness, prosecution witnesses, he was asking some asinine-ass questions. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? He was just trying to take these witnesses. He was just running circles. He was just had them running in circles. They were sitting up there looking at his ass like, man, what? The what? What defense do you have when we see unrefutable evidence that you murdered this man? What kind of defense can you come with? That son of a bitch thought he could waltz in there. And you know his lawyer told him, well, I've got Geronimo Yanez off. I can get you off. They offered him a deal. He turned it down. He rolled the dice and fucking crapped out. He got snake eyes. Stupid ass. He would have been out, and he would have got parole and been out in 3 or 4 years. Now he might end up spending the last 30 or 40 years of his life looking at concrete walls and looking at a bunch of dudes. And he still is being investigated, him and his wife, his ex-wife. The state of Minnesota has filed charges in Washington County, which is about 50 miles east of here, actually about 60 miles east of here. Washington County, the state of Minnesota, has charged both of them with tax evasion because they didn't report income. Some of the income they didn't report. Let me tell you something about these white supremacists like this Derek Chauvin dude. That's the kind of motherfucker you go in a room with his ass, he'll come out wearing your clothes. That's the kind of motherfucker he is. You can't trust nobody like that. I don't let people, if I get an inkling that you might be a foul motherfucker, I'm going to let you walk in behind. You won't walk behind me. I'll let you walk in front of me. So if you try something, I'm going to knock your ass out. So he's going to get convicted of tax evasion. So while he's sitting in prison, for that case, if he gets 3 or 4 years for that shit, him and his ex-old lady, going to run consecutively behind these other cases, behind these other convictions. Yeah, he got an Asian bitch. Before he married her, she was all on POF, dude. I was like, I seen that lame-ass fucking bitch somewhere. I said, I seen that picture of her before. I said, that bitch used to be on Yahoo Personal with her fake ass. You better watch these Asian women that date these white supremacists. I told y'all about that. Because they date Asian women because Asian women love to suck up on the balls of white supremacist males. Richard Spencer had a Asian woman. Derek Taylor got an Asian wife. When I was living in Washington State, there was a couple that was molesting and beating and chaining up their own children in the house. And the wife was Asian, and the man was an old white supremacist, dirty ass, fat ass, stanky looking motherfucker. Asians are wannabe white supremacists. You dig? This stuff is going to keep happening, people. Exactly. He said, Ling Ling. And I, because I was like, well, damn, they got this conviction. I said, damn, they're going to, if I didn't first, when I went to the athletic club, I was like, you know, I wasn't thinking. Oh, here we go. I got, let me shut down Blog Talk Radio. Hold on.